Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're about to listen to this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. Just before we get started, this is your reminder to go and follow or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast. All the support is greatly appreciated. Now, it's time to enjoy this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I am Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Clough.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we set a film for the others to watch, then we come into the studio to talk about what we love, hated and rated about the film. Now the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us every Thursday. This week's film has been chosen by me, and it is the classic that is The Damned United. But before we get into talking all things The Damned United, as always, how's your week been? What's been going on?
I thought you'd go Ben Revy.
Ben Revy would have been a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, sometimes I look at a film and I can't even remember where it came from doing this film.
Point Break.
Was it Point Break?
Yeah. And sometimes you look... Ben Utah. That was
Ben Utah. That was the first. Ben Utah. And that's the greatest.
Yeah.
I changed my name to Ben Utah.
I don't think we've ever got that.
If you were to change your name, what would it... Because Colt Smith isn't great.
No.
Do you know what?
Like Price.
It's shit. Yeah.
So you know when you get the phone call as a child actor and it's what do you want your equity name to be?
Mm.
Because, you know, it's this name and you could only have... There can only be one registered.
But there's only one Colson.
There only was one Colson Smith, but it was, do I want to be known as Colson Smith?
I think they were just saying, really? Really? You want...
It's like a game show. You've got a chance to change it. And no, I'm fine with it. No, really. No. You've got a chance to change it. You will never work with a made-up name.
Do you know what I asked my mum if I could have as my equity name?
No, what?
Colson Letizier.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Oh my
really?
I just thought it sounded good.
Oh my god.
Because Jack can't have his real name. You've got to have the P.
Yeah.
That's why you're Jack P. Shepherd, isn't it?
Because there's another actor called Jack Shepherd, yeah.
Any good?
Is he any good?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
It works a lot.
Yeah.
To be fair, sometimes someone else has your name and they don't really work, do they?
And you're Ben Price, aren't you?
There's only one of me.
Yeah. Mm.
That's it. Yeah, I never had that problem.
Yeah, I think, what is it, one of the most famous one is Michael Keaton. His name is Michael Douglas.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And obviously had to change his name.
I didn't
because
know
of
that.
Michael Douglas. His real name's Michael Douglas, so he had to change his name to Michael Keaton. Yeah.
Let's just play a game, yeah?
Yeah.
So say we were to start again, start from scratch.
Yeah.
Ben, pick your name.
I always wanted a name, because I'd sort of grown up in the 70s, I always sort of wanted a name a bit like a Clint. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
something American.
I need a first and second name.
Brock,
here.
Rock,
yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
What would I call? I think I'd call myself Cliff. Cliff Utah would be great.
Sound like a porn star.
Here he is, Cliff Utah, in his next movie. Yeah. Cliff Utah. Cliff Utah. Or Clint Utah.
Yeah. Or Jack Danger. I think I might have that.
That Johnny
Jack
Turbo.
Danger. Yeah.
Jack Danger.
Jack Danger. Yeah, hello.
That's good.
Wait, what are you going? Where are you going to? I'm going to see the new Jack Danger film.
Jack Danger.
I heard it's mint. It's great. Yeah.
Jack Danger's very good. Mm. I'd keep Coulson.
I don't know what the second name would be.
Ruin a great thing? Coulson Turbo?
Not Coulson Turbo.
Can you imagine? Hey! Coulson Turbo. What would you change it? Coulson what? Because Smith, I see what the parents
Coulson
have done.
Coulson Flash. Something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't know if Flash would suit
Coulson
me.
Jet.
Coulson Jet. Coulson Edge.
Coulson. Coulson Perry.
Oh, hello. Hold on. Something's gone on in your mind.
Peronaise.
Yeah, Colson Perry. Don't know, a bit of spice.
Colson Spice is better.
It's Colson funny that,
Spice
isn't it?
Is good. Colson Valentine was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because my mate changed his name. He's an actor. And he completely changed his first name, became his second name. So some people call him a different first name. And I've always thought, God, that must be weird. Like, changing second name's neither here nor there, is it, really? If you change Smith.
See, I always think my mum and dad deliberately had to get an out there first name because of Smith.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then
they made one up. They went too far out.
They went too far.
Too far.
They made one. Yeah. But you were going to be called Ben.
I was. Well, I think I was. I think it wasn't on my birth certificate, but I went home from the hospital being called Benjamin.
Ben Smith. Benjamin Smith.
They said I had the ears of a Ben.
Oh, he looks like a Ben to me.
He does.
Ben, what's been happening this week in your life?
So, what happened? Wasp attack.
I've had wasps before.
Have you?
And my grandparents, we had to take a nest out of the attic of the garage.
Attic of the garage?
Yeah.
Do garages have attics?
No.
Roof of the garage, loft of the garage, maybe?
Loft?
The roof of the garage.
The roof.
I've got a photo of me going to take
Did
the wasps
Did your dad send
out.
You in?
No, it was me and my granddad. I was obviously there for that. I'll find the photo and I'll get it put on our Instagram because I basically am. I'm the exterminator from over the hedge. I am. I'm armed.
You dressed up rubber gloves.
I am armed. Shall I find it?
Yeah, find it.
You find it so we know what you're talking about. I imagine you'd have had like all your cricket gear on.
The box?
Yeah.
In case you get stung in the todge. I'm fine below. I just need something at face. Because there's quite big gaps. You need mesh.
Yeah, sunblock. I always put sunblock.
Go in with a bat and big wicket gloves.
Do you ever do that when you go to search for a family member on Facebook? You write the
name in.
So I've just put Grammy. Obviously, she's not called Grammy on Facebook. She's called Sheila
Smith.
Is she
on Facebook?
Yeah. Here we go. I've got the photo.
It's on Facebook.
I've got the photo. Sorry.
Oh, wow. How old are you there?
You look like you're an ET. You've got to put that. God, they're bastards. They've sent you up there,
haven't they?
They've
sent me up. Let me see if it's got...
Could you look proper?
Let me see if there's a timestamp on it. Coulson at work with the Wasps, 2009.
What's that bulb you've got?
It's me light to see him. See the mesh. 2009, I will have been 12.
12.
12. Is that right?
No, yeah. No, it's your age.
July 2009.
Yeah.
I'd be 12.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. 12.
12, maybe 11, nearly 12.
Did you get rid of them?
I think we did, yeah. I think we did. There was an issue, though, because they damage the like cavity of the wall, don't they? They can be quite destructive.
You can get different wasps, can't you? You get mortar wasps, or mortar bees.
I think it might have been mortar wasps.
And they go in there. And
so what happened with your attack?
So I've... Right. So,
were you wearing the same get-up as me?
Oh, no. It's unprovoked. I'm not going for the wasps. This is a completely unprovoked attack, Colson. This is nowhere near like yours. This is me just going about my day. So, we've got everything's grown now, isn't it? Like, hadn't grown,
grass is very long.
All right, okay.
Sun, very boof. Long, yeah.
So, we've got this plant. I think it's a weed, but I think it's probably like a rose or something. It's grown up. And the house is quite low on one side, into the gutter.
Mm.
So I'm like, right, I've got to get the old... My wife's out, quick, I'll chop it down.
Normal people have weeds growing. Ben's gone, the roses are growing. I need to cut these down.
I need to cut them down. Don't get the thing. They're too pretty. Let's take them down. No, we have them trailing all over. So I've got the ladder from next door. He hides the ladder, got it up. It's wobbly. It's wobbly as fuck.
Is someone holding it?
No. I've gone, push against the car. That's it. I've driven the car in.
The what ladder is it? Is it the ladder that if you're on and it fucks up, you slide all the way down the wall?
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Is it that ladder?
Yeah, it's that. You'd be fucked.
It's not like the steel one.
No, right. Steel, right. But like a window cleaner ladder. Right. Quite high.
Resting on the building.
Resting on the building.
Not got a bracket.
Yeah. No, not got a bracket, but it's buckled from years. It must be 20 years old. So you can't get it actually flush on the wall. So it's slightly wobbly when you go on it, right? Everyone knows it. So it's a known hazard. Okay. So I pushed it against the tire and I'm like, right, clippers. Well, I'll just go and clip the roses. I'm quite a way up. Yeah. Not massive, not great with height.
They must be high, these roses.
But this is the low side of the house, isn't
it? Low side of the house. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. The West Wing.
It's the low side of the house. It's not the leisure centre tennis court side. It's not the golf course side. What's the other side?
This is the side that the staff don't do.
Yeah. This is the stuff that no one should see. No. It's behind Alton Towers. You shouldn't have seen it. Because it's such an old house, it's low in it. So anyway, I've got to chop it up this gutter, right? And I'm up there, I'm looking. And a wasp, just a wasp looking around, just probably one. Probably looking around the eaves or something like that, just like that. Mm. But he's quite a way away, and I'm like thinking, oh, no, I'm fine. It's getting closer, because he's obviously smelling something now, isn't he? He's smelling me. So I'm chopping away, and I'm thinking, no, it's fine. And then I keep glancing up. Oh, there's two. but we're all friends together.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three. Oh, there's four. Oh, they're coming at me.
They're all coming
And I'm on top of the
and
ladder.
You're on the ladder.
Oh. And I've got the snippers. I'm like giving it the full
kick.
We're trying to get down. I'm going, just like 10, 15. They've come out of the gutter and they're like defending their territory, which must be the rose bush. And I'm like, fuck. I'm fucked. I'm on top of the ladder, pressed against a car and it's wobbling. It was a full on man v wasp tough. Jumper over the head.
Oh, really?
Yep, jumper over the head, buff, straight over, went down blind. Went down the ladders blind, jumped over the hedge.
And the rose is still there.
The rose is still there, ladder's still there. Couldn't go back because they were annoyed. Down ladders, jumper overhead, into hedge, wait. Ding, 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 ding. But they're...
Yeah.
I'd obviously annoyed them. No one came and helped me. No neighbours, no kids, no. Nothing. You're on your own, son.
So is the rose just still there?
Rose still there. Had to leave ladders overnight.
Oh, God.
Because I couldn't go and get them.
No.
I've had one day off from work in my entire 12 years at Corrie because of a wasp sting.
I think I remember that.
Stung my foot in the shower and my foot went.
How
did it sting your foot in the shower then? I'd stood on it in the shower. So it was in the shower, obviously.
Oh.
And I've gone in the shower and it was in the morning. And I've then driven to work. And then obviously I'm at work
Took
and I've just started having this severe reaction to this wasp sting. Mm. And my foot went massive and the next day I couldn't work.
It's right.
I couldn't travel.
Bees can only sting you once and then they die, don't they? If a bee stings a bee then dies.
Yeah,
but a wasp can multiple sting.
No, wasps
sting
can keep
you,
going.
Can keep
so you can't do anything about bees. You're not meant to get rid of bees. So if that's been
nice.
Bees,
save the bees.
You keep bees.
Yeah, you say shoo. That's it.
Yeah, you leave the bees. The wasps, but they actively go out of their way to sting you as well. Well, these ones did. They took their offense.
I always thought if you didn't bother the wasp, you were all right. But your old presence of just being up there.
Well, I must have been cutting the thing that they were like, no, we like that there. And I've gone up on the crappy ladders and they've gone, no, what's this? Then they smell you, don't they? Get a scent.
I smoked.
What's the film called where she gets attacked by the bees? Or the wasps?
Oh, I don't know.
What's that?
I've done the piece before at school.
My girl.
Yeah.
It's not a girl. It's
a boy.
It's Macaulay Culkin, isn't it? In My Girl, he gets stung by all the bees and he dies.
You're not seeing
My Girl?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin.
He gets stung by bees.
Yeah, and he dies.
Is there like a monologue in it? Also?
She does his eulogy at the funeral, doesn't she?
It's a proper
she lives in
English.
A funeral. She lives in a funeral home. Dan Aykroyd's a dad, and he runs the funeral home.
It's clearly
I've seen a
drama.
It's a good film.
Monologue.
It is a good film. And it's mainly just pretty much about their relationship and her growing up, really is. And she's a really good actress. I've forgotten her name. But she's a She's a well-known actress. She's still working now, yeah.
Wasp attack.
Huh?
Wasp, and she gets attacked by wasp.
She, well, no, he does Macaulay Culkin.
Got you.
And then her dad does the funeral for him, and it's like a best friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got some big news from the old Smith family.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My sister, Hannah.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The old bank holiday weekend. Pop
so you're
in the
getting
question.
Closer to your...
The farm.
He's
my
basically
life as a farmer.
Married you as well.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I went, that means...
Do you think he likes you as a brother-in-law? Or does he think you get in the way?
I'm...
What's your relationship?
As in, I text him and put, congratulations, does this mean we can have an ice cream shop on the farm? Because that's what I've been pushing for a while.
And you got nothing back?
Just crying eyes.
To be fair.
Crying eyes. Crying eyes.
Or the two hands up emoji, which is basically piss off.
Yeah.
The ring... The so it's diamond, but then the main stone is it sapphire? Is that blue sapphire?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's sapphire.
Oh, and I was like, that's Coulson weighing up the money there.
But I was
looking
like to
at
Hannah
again. Oof,
I was like to Hannah, that's odd. Like that it's blue sort of thing. And she went, yeah. And then I'm thinking, hang on, he's a Chef Wednesday fan. He's at Wembley today watching Chef Wednesday, and he's bought you a blue engagement ring. So I've texted him, and we're like, is this ring from Chef Wednesday gift shop? And he's just taken me back and put, what she doesn't know is the inscription on the inside says, all Wednesday, aren't we? But yeah, so...
When's the wedding?
I think she basically said, so she put a big message out to the family, obviously saying, start saving for your flights because none of our family live here. So, and I said to her, what's the crack? And she said, I'll let you know as soon as I know, but your... wedding present is you're paying for the band, so you need to find the wedding band and
you do the music, that's your
present. So that's my job, but also I think that was her way of saying you have to pay for the band, but it means I get to pick the band.
Yeah, of course.
What are you gonna pick?
It's big, this, isn't it?
Yeah, cheesy as shit.
Yeah, of course.
You're gonna go Abba tribute.
No, I will take this role seriously.
Yeah. But you don't know where they're getting married.
Billy Ocean.
Here we go. I'm going straight to Ocean.
Phone. I was like, well, we know how much Billy Ocean is, and she went, I don't want Billy Ocean. I was like, well, I'm in charge. So, but yeah, that
Barbra Streisand.
It's a big responsibility. That.
Who have you got? You two.
Who would you have if you could have? If you could have
it
anyone,
it costs us $500,000 for one song. It'd be mint, be brilliant. Rod Stewart.
If you could have
Rod
any,
Stewart. That's who you'd have. Rod Stewart.
You? Singing what?
You need someone.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah, you need someone who'd be mint at
right,
wedding.
Right. Okay.
You can't go so massive.
Adam Sandler would be good.
Good.
You get one artist to sing one song at your wedding. Who is it?
Springsteen.
What's he singing?
Dancing in the Dark.
Okay.
Oh, strong. He's already thought of that.
I'm just thinking dance floor, get fucking people up. Let's go.
Get people up.
That's it.
Get people up.
Yeah, get them up.
Come on, Bruce. No. Pick it up. We need to get people up, please. Come on. Bruce Springsteen. Can you imagine?
Who?
It's not him, is it?
Who?
It's not him. Tribute. Not him.
And everyone should be going, it's a bloody good tribute.
Yeah.
Is that?
Have you seen those things on YouTube where it's people's wedding and they get a wedding singer to come up and the wedding singer's Ed Sheeran?
It's
a complete surprise. He went round all of Australia.
He did a couple, didn't
he? Yeah, like a bit of a tour of surprising the wedding guests with doing the... So it was basically, it was couples who had picked Thinking Out Loud as their... You know, wedding dance.
Yeah.
And he comes up on stage and fucking sings it and does it with the guitar. I mean, that's mint, isn't it?
Your head would fall off.
Yeah, mint.
But it would also...
They're all on YouTube. You can watch them. They're really good.
It would also take away the attention from you.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
So who are you...
Jack, go on, Bruce. You go for it.
Yeah.
Jack's having Bruce dancing
know.
In the
I've
dark.
I just never thought about it.
I also wanted an orchestra to play Jurassic Park.
What, as the bride walks down the aisle?
When you went down the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
give us your Jurassic Park theme tune that should be walking down the aisle.
It's the main theme tune that we
want there.
That. Yeah.
And here she is. Doesn't she look lovely for a dinosaur? Here she is. Who do you have, Coles? You must have thought about this to ask it.
No, It depends if you're going sentimental or if you're going, like Jack said, to get everyone up, you'd go big. I think I'd have someone who can, like, entertain. I'd have someone like Robbie Williams to come and do, like, rock DJ or something like that, just to get everyone up and going.
God, can you imagine if start you had Sinatra?
Be amazing. To finish the
be
night.
Amazing.
You'd
be
have,
amazing.
I wouldn't be asked with Sinatra.
Oh,
if it was the mean. Last, the last song is going to be sung by someone you should all Sinatra. Know, and he comes on and goes, start spreading the word.
That's like
the
that.
News. The word. The
fucking he starts singing that and you shout him. You got the wrong word. You got the wrong word.
You don't know what you're doing.
Frankie, wrong word.
I knew you'd be shit.
Wrong word.
I think you'd have to go you just have to go someone.
I've got tricky balance.
Presley. If I had to have anybody, I'd go Presley.
You've said Bruce. You've taken
No, I'm on about living. Living, I'd have Bruce.
Nah, we've had your answer.
Oh, well, yeah, have it.
Ben, I'm going to have to push you for an answer. Before we move on and get into the film.
I'd have someone like... you'd either go so massive. I think I'd just have Weller.
Paul Weller. Paul
what,
Weller.
Broken Stones?
Or like Marvin Gaye.
That's entertainment. Marvin Gaye dead.
Marvin Gaye would be good.
Marvin Gaye would be amazing.
Yeah. What song? Sexual Healing.
Let's get it on. Sexual Healing, let's get it on.
Can Sexual you imagine Healing how would be good. That would yeah. be so good. It's your first dance. It'd
be so good. Yeah.
When I get it, yeah. And you're like yeah. that, your mum's next sexual. To you. And you're like, yeah, all right, turn your back.
It'd be so good. No, the worst thing would be your mum and dad dancing next to you.
Oh, here we go, sexual healing. I know this one.
More into it than you are.
No, louder. Louder.
Right, let's do what we're here to do, which is talk all things The Damned United. It's my pick this week.
It's your pick.
Last pick.
Last pick of the series. And I said that I was picking this film because mine and Jack's beloved football team was playing to stay up. And
Le Bin. And they went down.
They went down.
And Ben Newcastle got Champions League. And I was beside myself. I couldn't believe it. My son is so young. He's now only witnessing Newcastle
as being good.
Either fighting relegation or getting champions. His version of football is fighting relegation or Champions League. He's like, Champions League, Dad, I can't believe it. And then we watched the last day of all the matches.
My highlight of Leeds getting relegated, which is something I never thought I'd say, was that Nancy, who is one of our Patreon members.
CEO.
Yeah,
yep, CEO.
Listens to the podcast quite a lot. Sent Jack a DM on Instagram. What did he say, Jack?
Leeds lost. End of message.
Kiss, kiss.
End of message. I put, thanks, Nancy. And she just put, you're welcome.
Like you weren't already crying into your tea that
great.
Night. So Leeds got relegated.
My mother-in-law does that, you know. So my girlfriend's mum, whenever Leeds, if I ever have to go watch Leeds, she goes, oh, who the playing or whatever. I say, like, Fulham or Newcastle or whoever. She's like, all right, okay, good luck. And then I'm watching the game, and then as soon as it's sort of finished, she must find out what the result is. And she just sends me a message saying, losers. Literally just sends that. Like, all the time. Like,
is that mother-in-law or mum?
Yeah. No, mother-in-law. Hanny's mum.
I like
her. Yeah.
Losers.
Bunch of losers.
Bunch of losers. You shit.
Yeah.
My last synopsis of the series, of series 7. You ready?
Here we go. Go.
The Damned United is a story based on Brian Clough's 44-day time managing the mighty Leeds United and how he came to be known as one of the greatest managers in English football, but also had the most unsuccessful period of time when he took the Leeds job on from Dom Revie.
Good.
Very good. Very good. I think you've practiced this.
I think he has.
I've never practiced that. Do you know what? There was a word I wanted to use and I bottled it. I wanted to say his 44-day tenure.
Tenure.
It was a good job I bottled it because I wouldn't have got
What's
it right.
What's that mean?
No.
What's that mean?
Time in time?
Yeah, sort of. Just what posh. Is your tenure in the role?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Damned United. 2009? Obviously, when it came out, I remember a big buzz around like Leeds and Yorkshire about this film. But it's not... This is weird because it's not particularly... Watching it this time, I think... So it might be a statement, this. I don't think you have to be a football or a sport fan to get involved with this film.
My girlfriend would disagree.
Okay. Did she watch it with you?
No, she didn't. She was in the room when I was watching it, and she was working on a laptop. And she kept on having to put her headphones on because she said all she heard was, football, football, sticking in the net, and all that.
What film are you watching?
I think
that's the trouble with sport films, isn't it? The sport bit is the trouble.
But it's not goal.
It's written by Peter Morgan, who's an incredible... It's got amazing... Tom Hooper directed it. It's a different level of scriptwriter and director. However, it still has the football problem, and I think you're right, and it still has a 1970s football problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. I think the performances... Michael Sheen's performance is fantastic.
Yeah.
And Spall is great.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen more of that. It could have been a real relationship movie than it.
I think it
more
was,
than it was
really, wasn't it? No,
because I think it's more about their relationship than it is about what club
he was underwritten. Spall is underwritten.
Do you think?
I think he's in it almost as much as
he's
him.
In it, but he's underwritten.
But see, wasn't that Peter Taylor? Yeah, wasn't that Peter Taylor
that he didn't say much? He was the guy in the back.
Yeah, but it was. But then it would have been interesting to have seen him. He obviously wasn't that. He obviously was to the cameras and got Clough to do that. Mm. But behind it, he obviously was very strong and knew what a good player was.
But we see that in the film.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think enough. But I think I know what Jack's saying. I do think you probably do have to be a bit invested in football. I think the performances are fantastic.
To watch it, you mean?
I think so. Because... And also that 90... I mean, I remember that 70s football where players were getting absolutely annihilated. Yeah. And the pitch.
Yeah. Mud bath.
The pitch was horrible. Because actually, that was... So what was... I was watching it with my son, actually. So, of course, we went to Man City, Newcastle. And the first thing my son said was, that pitch is unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks like fake.
Fake. Yeah.
And then you see the old pitch from the 70s. It looks like
mud.
The park.
Yeah. Mud.
And the ball would stick, big leather, heavy ball. Those bits were very interesting, weren't they?
And obviously, how the film kind of starts, obviously, it's the story of Brian Clough getting the Leeds job after Dom Revie. Dom Revie doesn't want him to get the job. But we kind of go back and we see Brian Clough starting his early career at Derby. And Derby draw Leeds United in the FA Cup. There is quite a gulf in class between the two clubs and stature in terms of...
Yeah. Leeds were top of the league of the first division.
And Derby were in the second division.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the facilities at Derby and you see Michael Sheen's portrayal of Brian Clough, whereas he's basically trying his absolute hardest to put on a show and to sell Derby County to Dom Revie and Leeds United.
That's what they... I think they were between a rock and a hard place. But they didn't quite fulfil either because they tried to make it that Clough was completely driven by...
Beating Dom Revie.
But they didn't make Revie enough of a character, did they?
I do wonder if
because it's not factually correct.
Yeah, and I think this is where they might have had to almost bottle it a little bit because I think there was only so much they could get away with. And they've pushed it because the Clough family have had a court case about this film.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About what?
Well, they didn't want anyone to watch it because they think it portrays their dad in a terrible way that should never have been portrayed. And I know from very randomly Peter Lorimer, who is one of the Leeds players in the film from the time, was really close with me and my dad, sort of thing, through football, loved Corey, got to know him quite well. And he kind of said that it wasn't even an accurate point of view from the players. Like, he didn't like the way it portrayed that the players welcomed Clough and treated him because he was kind of saying he thinks it shines them in a bad light. Which
didn't welcome him, you mean?
Yeah. Which he was kind of saying that puts them in a bad light, and whereas the Clough family were like, oh, well, it puts him in a bad... So I think the film kind of has pleased
nobody.
So hold
on, the factually incorrect bit is that the players didn't kind of reject him.
Well, no, I think the factually incorrect bit is the fact that nobody really knew, because only Brian Clough knew, and he's not alive.
Of what drove it, I don't understand. Yeah. What,
so, yeah. When he turns up to the Leeds, basically, yeah. and he says, you can chuck all your medals in the yes. fucking bin. Yeah. You've won it all yeah. through cheating, yeah. blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you see all the Leeds players, yeah. and they had no reaction.
Yeah.
They were almost like not saying anything. Yeah. They refused to sort of speak to yeah. him, which is not, false,
yeah.
apparently.
Yeah.
They all had their own points of view that they all gave and was all sort of addressed, and they all talked about it. So it wasn't like it was this complete
got you.
Silence,
got you.
Yeah. terrible atmosphere.
Got you.
I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't a great working relationship.
But it was a working relationship, whereas the film portrays it. The film portrays it like the players don't try and he gets booted out.
Yeah, yeah. And then they also then at the end, I suppose, portray that Clough couldn't really be asked looking at the opposition. That's obviously not true.
Well, even the beginning when Derby play Leeds, don't yeah. they, at Derby, and he's running around cleaning yeah. everything. That yeah. didn't happen because that FA Cup tie yeah. was at Leeds. So Derby went to Leeds to play.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't at Derby. It wasn't that whole bus and blah, 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 and, wine and all that.
Oh, so they have changed. That's around. Interesting yeah. then. So where do we fall with that?
And you know the whole refusing to shake his hand and all that?
Yeah.
Brian Clough has never yeah. said that. He's never come out and said, so Don Reddy snubbed me
and
or
then
anything.
1-2 skip, if you will, obviously. One of the last scenes in the movie is after Clough's been sacked by Leeds,
yeah.
he goes and does the Yorkshire television.
I love that he goes to Callander and do
yeah.
I love
Callander.
That. It's brilliant.
You kind of love that.
It's brilliant yeah. that he goes and
but
does that.
In the film, it's portrayed that he was surprised that Revy was there.
But he wasn't.
He accepted the interview knowing that Revy was yeah. there. So it was kind of... It's very odd, and I think, obviously, because Nigel Clough has stayed in football as well. He's yeah. now a manager himself.
Yeah.
I think they kind of, the family tried to pretend this film didn't happen, and it did, but it there's so many stories about Brian Clough. Like, yeah. so many. He is...
Because he was a character, wasn't he?
And he's famously known as the best manager that England never had.
Yeah.
You know, he won stuff with Derby and Forest, and he's kind of their biggest thing in history.
Yeah.
And whereas yeah. he's kind of the lip in Leeds' history that should have in Leeds' eye should have never happened.
Yeah,
it's. I think it's very interesting the way that there's so much that's come from.
I think he had a point as well. It's like when he turns in, then he says, "You've done it all through fucking cheating." And I was sort of like watching him going, "If that's right, and they have just hacked players down, you know, whenever they've had
yeah,
the
but
ball."
I suppose...
See, that's what Peter didn't like,
right?
So he said that they were unbelievably talented footballer.
Well, they must have been.
Yeah.
He said,
I don't think you do 13 years.
No. So he
by being dirty.
No.
Norman Hunter, again, another lovely man. He was known as Norman Bite Your Legs Hunter.
Which, did Clough give him that
yes,
nickname?
Yes, and Peter will say, Norman never didn't deserve that title because he was such a talented player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it was that kind of thing of, they think it kind of might have dampened some of their history.
Because yeah,
I think that I think that like kind of 92 team was not 92 team 72 72 yeah. I think that kind of 72 team was yeah. such a talented powerhouse and obviously Revy goes on to get the England job and it has to move on, and I think it kind of they feel like the Clough 44 days has tarnished it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they also did the Clough, they had that kind of abrasive thing in it, but they didn't have that kind of, they didn't have enough of that glint in his eye.
And there's some stuff they haven't gone into because, like, you know story. Have you heard the Dean Saunders story of when Brian Clough went to sign Dean Saunders, and Dean Saunders comes home and he's like, says to his wife, he opens the door and he's like, you're not going to believe the day I've had. And his wife's like, fucking shut up. She's like, what? And Brian Clough sat in his living room and he's just walked round and let himself in through the patio doors, trying to sign Dean Saunders. And, like, it's just crazy. Like, some of the stuff he did
but
was
he had
crazy.
A charm, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a charm. And I don't know whether you quite saw enough of that charm. Obviously, the Derby lads love playing for him. It's interesting. Yeah. Where do you sit with that in a film, then? Do you sit and go, well, I'm happy to change some of the facts because it makes
a better film?
Yeah.
Or... do you think, actually, that kind of takes a tarnish off the film? Because you're thinking, well, you've had to change quite a bit of the dimension of what's gone on to make it a story you want to watch. Do you think it's all right to do that?
I mean, I wasn't born, obviously, so I didn't know a lot of the history.
Yeah.
I've heard of Brian Clough, obviously, and knew he did very well at Derby and Nottingham Forest, and knew he managed for Leeds. But I didn't mind it, but maybe because I was ignorant to the facts.
Yeah.
That's all.
Mm. I remember Clough being... So you'd had Sir Alf Ramsey, who was... managers before that, yeah. I think, had been quite traditional. Suits.
Yeah.
Call him Sir.
Yeah.
Training happens like this,
because he was an ex-player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't really ever see managers with the boots on type thing. That was the coach. That was the coach or whatever. It wasn't really the manager.
Right.
The manager was a bit more removed. Like, they paint Revy with the big coat on and whatever. Whereas Clough was a player's player, you always felt.
Yeah.
So that was a slight difference from what it had been. But yeah, I don't know. I don't. Maybe that does change it a bit, because I did think they painted Clough a bit one-sided a bit.
And obviously that. So have you seen the play?
No, I didn't know. That was the first thing. Was it before?
I think it was maybe after. I think book, film, play.
Okay.
But the play's decent. The play's decent.
Good part to play, isn't it? Sheen does it very well.
Really well.
He used to play football,
Taylor's
didn't he?
A good part.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sheen, the lad who plays one of the lads he signs for Derby, he was a professional footballer
as well.
Was actually
a professional,
yeah.
Stephen Graham, Billy Bremner.
Yeah, don't mind that.
Don't mind.
Don't mind that.
Didn't have much to do.
But as I was looking at it, I thought, is Stephen Graham too old to be playing Billy Bremner? And then it shows Kevin Keegan and Billy Bremner on the pitch, doesn't it, lately?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh, fuck no, Billy Bremner looks older than Stephen Graham.
All smoking.
I liked that little thing out, whether it happened or not.
The oranges,
but then the ashtray.
Yeah. Well, there was always, in the 70s, you all smoked.
Everyone smoked.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
The hospital.
Yeah, doctors.
Doctors.
Yeah.
Eddie Gray has told me stories about how he used to get on the bus to the game with the fans. So he would get on the bus with his boots and the fans.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mental.
Different.
Completely different world,
different,
isn't it?
Different game.
And obviously a lot of it, for me, watching the film, and I know Ellen Road quite well, so a lot of it's filmed in and
around
Ellen
Road. It is
there.
It's filmed all in Leeds, wasn't it, pretty much? The Brighton bit at the end.
They filmed
that in Scarborough.
Did they?
Yeah.
P-Zone Park.
Yeah.
Speaking of P-Zone Park, we're going to take a quick break whilst we ride the Lido. Lido?
What? No, Lilo? What?
Lilo.
No, Pedalo.
Pedalo.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Back off the pedalo. Good that, wasn't it? Good.
Yeah. Do you know what? I do like on a pedalo, and we did well to get this. Mm. We had the slide in the middle.
Yeah.
So you were sat on one, I was sat on the other. Jack just done the slide.
But Coulson stopped after a while, and we were just going around in circles.
there's a famous Castleford Cricket Club story of in like the 90s, they've all gone up on the Friday night before they play Scarborough. and they've all got absolutely levered, broke into Pizzo Park and sunk a pedalo.
Oh, really?
The day before
not
a
easy
game.
To sink a pedalo.
Not easy to sink a pedalo. No. Not at all.
Freezing, you don't want to fall in. Not in Scotland.
Cold, Pizzo Park. No. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, here we go. Rate it. Your last. Where are we? Let's see where we are now. This is your last film, Colson. What was your pick before this?
I currently am high up there.
Joint bottom?
No, I'm not. Listener's bottom.
Is it?
I'm up
Listener's
there.
Bottom.
I can't go wrong with this. I can't go wrong. Let's rate it and we'll
oh, you
see
picked
where it places.
Budapest Hotel, didn't you?
Yeah.
That did well. Okay, go through.
Like I say, I watched this film growing up. Obviously, I have memories of watching this with my dad as well, which I think is probably quite a nice thing because it was you tie attachments to films, don't you?
I watched it with my son.
Yeah, football was the thing that we both enjoyed. Yeah. Leeds was the thing we both enjoyed. But I think it's not a film for a Leeds fan. It's almost an anti-Leeds agenda anyway.
I didn't think it was. I quite liked it.
Yeah, but I think
I'm sure
it's
Leeds fans like it.
Yeah,
don't they?
I think it's a good film. I don't. That is what I mean.
Okay.
I'm going to go 7.5.
7.5. I'm going to go... I think it's in the sevens. I don't think it's pushing the eights. I'm going to go 7.3 for me.
You said that. Well, that really pisses me off. Because he's gone 7.5, but you've got 7.3 like you're a scientist.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going 7.3.
He's basically saying...
Because your turns weren't quite right, and your hands weren't out. So it's 7.3 for me.
Yeah. He's saying Coulson's gone a little bit too overboard.
Where it'll sit in the table with my rating and whatever Ben gives it, I think it'll be justified. Yeah, and I think the 7 point. I think Michael Sheen. Look, he's very good in it.
He's very good.
When I think it was it Peter Morgan who was telling him about the idea because he wrote the Frost Nixon, didn't he?
Yes,
and the Queen.
And he
and
was.
He's in them both.
He's in them both.
he plays David Frost, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, very well.
That's
what's extraordinary. Is if you see those two, you realise. He's very, very good at that.
Yeah.
Very
good. The accent
the
as well.
Is that, like, yeah,
as in he has got Brian Clough to a T.
Well,
he's better at Brian Clough than Brian Clough.
Yes.
Well, Peter Morgan was telling him about the idea of doing the thing, and he says, I think you're a dead ringer for Brian Clough. To which he rolled his eyes, did Sheen, and then just turned into Brian Clough, and then just started doing an amazing impersonation of Brian Clough. And Peter Morgan was like, oh, fuck, really? And he's like, well, no, I mean, I've done it once before. So he's like, right, I've got to do this now.
Wow.
So, my rating, 7.3.
Ben?
7.
Steady.
Can't go points.
No.
All right. It's all right. I think Sheen's...
You're doing 0.5s, though, aren't you?
I've not done that this series.
I think you have.
Shit.
I think you've done one.
I haven't.
I think you've done one.
I haven't. I'm at the end.
No, you've done one. I'm sure you have.
I don't think he has, Jack.
No, I haven't.
I haven't.
The whole series. I said I wasn't going to.
What a load of shit.
Well, look, exactly. I haven't done the shit ice skating scoring you've gone for. The scientist. 7. Fine. It's fine. I don't think there's enough in there. I think actually what's more extraordinary is when you saw the end credits and saw what he went on to do in his career. I would have rather, to be honest, I would have rather have seen...
The Highs.
A film about Clough's life. The whole life, because I think that would have been pretty amazing. I wasn't interested enough in Leeds for 44 days. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, all right. He did 44 days and he went to shit. But Clough as a person I'm interested in because I think he was. I think he was probably one of the very first real man managers, real football managers, managed players on their level. So I think I would have rather have seen that. So
21.8.
Yeah, there we go.
Just in between, above Monster... Below Licorice Pizza.
Very good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it needed my 0.3 to get there.
Yeah. I'm happy with that. Happy with that.
I think good choice. Good choice, though, Coles. Not a bad choice.
The next film we'll be watching is Ben's, but Jack,
yeah,
as well as watching Ben's film, yeah, what else can people rush to watch?
Now, this is good.
Here we go. It's the hidden gem.
This is good. I think you two would like this.
Actually. Okay. Okay.
It's a doc.
Yeah.
It's on the iPlayer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Free to all. Free well, no, you to have to pay all. Your license fee.
Well, that bit, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, you can get it. It's called A Bunch of Amateurs.
Ah, about the film club. The about oldest the film club.
Yes. So it's a film club in Bradford.
Yeah.
Where you can be a member. It's free to join. And you basically just have to like films.
Yeah.
And it's similar to what we do.
Yeah.
And they sort of like make films.
Isn't it the oldest film club in the world?
It probably might be. I think it started in 1932.
Yeah.
Oh, 1933.
And then they're going out. They're going 32. Broke, aren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody who's a member of it is either old, dead, or dying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not that many of them left. The premises that they've got is this old sort of building.
Yeah.
And they have a projector and some seats upstairs where they watch the films that they've made themselves.
Oh, okay.
And they go into shit. It's pre-COVID, but then COVID sort of comes in as well. But it is a really, really brilliant because there's. They're all characters.
Yeah.
You see them trying to make a film and they're taking it really fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Really seriously of trying to make these films that are wacky. I mean, the opening is a guy gets an idea. You know Oklahoma?
Yeah.
So, what's that opening? The opening scene of Oklahoma when he's on the horse. He's going, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an old guy, they watch Oklahoma in the thing, and he goes, right, I've got an idea for my next film. It's, I mean, this guy's 90, and he's like, it's me on a horse, and I'm filming
in Bradford.
The opening of Oklahoma. And like, have you ever ridden a horse? And he's like, well, no. They're like, what are we going to do? So they green screen. they green screen. It's brilliant, but it's really good, a really heartfelt.
Yeah.
Documentary. I think. Don't quote me, but I think it was nominated at an Oscar.
I think it
just
was.
Gone.
Wow. I think
just
it was.
Gone. It was
yes,
just
I
nominated.
Think it was. I think you're right.
Bunch of amateurs.
A bunch of amateurs. 90 minutes.
I good.
I play.
Is it only in Bradford?
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah. We should go.
Sofa Cinema Club.
Sofa Cinema Club school trip.
Yeah.
See some of their
Bradford.
Their best bits. It's a nice one.
Yeah. Ben. Your last film choice of the series. You've given us Tetris, Licorice Pizza.
Tetris was good.
Tetris was a good choice.
Everything, everywhere.
So what I've tried to do with this series is obviously not chase ratings like some other people in this podcast have tried to do.
Jack.
I've tried to pick new films. It's a film you both might have seen, actually, but we talk about him a lot, and he's figured a lot in this podcast. So I thought I'm going to pick it. Let's see what it's like. The Fabelmans.
Ah, oh, Spielberg. Good.
About Spielberg.
It's just come on. Is it Amazon? Or
I think so.
Apple.
One of them.
Is this the one about him as a child?
Yeah, it's his life. So, there we go. I thought good ending. Modern. New. Hadn't seen it. Let's see what it's about.
Have you seen it now?
No.
So you've still not seen it?
I've still not seen it.
You're going in blind. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen
all three of us are going in blind.
We're all going in blind. Cool. And I remember the last time we did that. And it
what was the last time we did
that? Backfired.
Tetris, it went bad. But that's the idea with my choices now. It's shit or bust, isn't it? Some of them are bad.
Tetris is above blended and high tension.
It's above high tension. I'm amazed.
I'm amazed. What was High Tension's name that we called it?
Switchblade Romance.
That was it. That was it. High Tension's so much better. I've got a film. I've got an idea for a film. Yeah, what are you going to call it? I don't know. There's a lot of tension. High Tension. That's it.
So next week we're watching The Fabelmans.
What?
The Fabelmans. The Fablemans.
So next week we're watching The Fablemans. I can't say that.
Yeah, you just said it. Just say it. You're fine.
And there's only 3 episodes left in this series now. That's it. After this, there's 3 episodes left.
There's an E.T., a Jack's pick.
No. Main eps.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. You, me, audience.
Audience finish.
Yep. Audience finish.
Yep. And if you want more Sofa Cinema Club, which I'm sure you do for the off-season, because it's like It's like when you're hibernating in winter, innit, and you need to collect your food, collect your Sofa Cinema Club.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is to get on Patreon, innit?
Yeah. Get on it.
That is the way to do it. Get yourself on Patreon.
Join the band.
Get some bonus episodes. We talked last week about the Jacket Potato Margot Robbie episode, didn't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's out
strong.
Now.
Not many people are going to be able to do that, do the link between the Jacket Potato and Margot Robbie.
It's
similar.
It's a very, 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 very good ep, I have to say. And as you know, if you join our Patreon, you get a job in our film studio / cinema / production company / whatever we deem practical.
Am I right in saying if you join the Patreon now, you unlock the back catalogue to what we've
done? So that must be 20 odd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or more. 25 special eps we've done.
There's end of season quizzes. There's live specials. Yeah. There's
nudes.
All that jazz.
Actually, and there's also, we put out quite a bit, I reckon a few times a week, Henry puts out a question to them. We ask them about what content we should have on the podcast.
Yeah.
Other questions.
You it's use a little it a lot for your ET, don't
I
you?
Do.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
put out questions that it's a good way of getting a little subsection of our listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, and I tell you what, we've got three new listeners this week, which means three new jobs. And one of them I'm really, really proud of. I'm really proud to announce because it kind of shows how well we're doing. And it's solely to work on the films that we're producing. So we now have to work with someone.
This is utter shit.
What are you on about?
You've gone on so far.
Who's going to advise us on our royals.
And royal history.
Royal history and all that jazz. And that job goes to Michael Windsor.
But it's not Windsor.
It'll do.
I think it is. Or is it Windsor?
Windsor.
Windsor will do.
Okay, great, Michael. Right, good luck, Jack.
Oh, God. Oh, God, right.
Here
okay.
we go.
I need to think of a job first of all.
What are we going for here? Just off the record,
I'm going for the middle.
Oh, I know what okay. I've got. I've got one.
Have you got one?
Chris Franklin, head of AI.
Terrible.
Ooh, good.
No, AI now can edit films and write them, and we need to be on that before it passes us by. Chris is our man.
Is he just on an office in an office on his own?
Well, he's doing the AI.
But so what do we need him for if we've got AI?
He writes it.
He doesn't.
No, you still have to put the things into AI at the moment. Doesn't think completely on its own. I'm going to take over the world. What do I need to do?
He goes, we're not there yet.
Chris is there going, please make Sofa Cinema Club the most listened to podcast ever.
Right. I think Chris could be the start of our downfall if we're not careful.
Oh, come on. And Jack?
I need a job. I can say the name.
Yeah.
I need a job.
Well, there's
an obvious job.
Okay, Colson, you do it.
Well, you've got
you
it. Then.
Well, do you want to say the
I'll
name?
Say the name. The name is Magda O'Ring.
And the interesting thing was, Jack came to me after speaking to the costume department and said that we need someone to keep control of all the rings.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's shit.
It's not. It's just because the jewellery section's got
so big.
Why did
you say the jewellery section's got big?
No,
Magda can do it.
Because we're having to subsection from the jewellery section. It's so big that Magda's now in charge of rings.
So Magda O'Ring is on
charge,
rings.
He's on rings.
Head of
I'm
rings.
I'm sorry, Magda. I'm sorry. She's going to join and come straight off.
If your name has not been read out, do not worry. We'll be getting through
job. We pick a few a week, don't
in
we?
In the next few weeks. We're releasing another Patreon episode this month because it is a new month today. It's 1st of June today.
Okay.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. And if you want to become a member on our Patreon, simply sign up at www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub.
And we're going to actually tease slightly at the end of the series. We're changing. We're going to change things in Patreon, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're having a revamp.
We're gonna sort of make it a bit more interactive, I think, aren't we? Put a bit more out there for people.
Yeah, we're going to change it.
Yeah,
completely.
We're going to change the face of Patreon.
And if you're on it, you're going to be the first people to get it.
Yeah.
But if you're not on it, you're going to want it.
You won't get it.
Right, we'll see you on Monday for Extraterrestrial and next week where we're talking all things The Fablesman.
Perfect. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.